time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Boz has 2, Roxanne has 3, and Mo, you got 4.
Wow.
That's unusual.
That possible? All right, well, this is very easy then. So, Maz, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. This week, Carly Fiorina became the first female candidate to blank.
Drop out.
Of the presidential race. On Wednesday, the Senate unanimously approved new sanctions against blank.
North Korea.
Right. On Tuesday, the Supreme Court blocked the EPA's new guidelines aimed at reducing blank.
Emissions.
Right. Carbon emissions. Police in India arrested a blank who they say is a repeat offender.
A tiger.
No, a goat. Crime of...
That is close. You should give me that.
Not close enough. Goat faces 2 years in prison. J.K. Rowling announced Wednesday that she will be publishing a new blank book this summer.
Harry Potter.
Indeed. On Tuesday, election stewards in New Hampshire faced a new situation when blank showed up to the door of a polling place.
When blank showed up in New Hampshire to the door of a polling place.
Oh, this is cute.
A child...
No, a 600-pound escaped pig. According to witnesses, the pig who showed up at the polling place early in the morning said he was really invested in cutting the pork out of politics and also everybody's diets. It's just generally against the concept of pork. Police came to return the pig to the farm it had escaped from, but not before it, too, finished ahead of Marco Rubio in New Hampshire. Marco Rubio said, "Don't be mistaken, that pig knows exactly what it was doing." Bill, how did Maz do in our quiz?
He got 4 right, 8 more points. He has a total of 10. He's leading.
All right. Ooh. Probably not for long, though, because Roxanne is up next. Roxanne fill in the blank. This week, President Obama presented Congress with the final blank of his presidency.
A budget.
Right. On Tuesday, top U.S. officials testified that blank would likely attempt an attack on the U.S. this year.
ISIS.
Right. On Thursday, the last occupiers of a wildlife refuge in blank surrendered to the FBI.
Oregon.
Right. In an interview with the Financial Times, former New York City Mayor Blank said he was considering a presidential run.
Michael Bloomberg.
Right. A thief in Illinois accidentally left behind several clear pictures of himself stealing money from a blank.
These were the Instagram pictures, right?
No, it was actually a photo booth. On Thursday, scientists at the Max Planck Institute confirmed the first concrete evidence of blank waves.
This is the gravitational ripple
waves.
Exactly. It sounds like Ben and Jerry's.
This week, social media site Blank revealed it had lost 2 million users over the last 3 months.
Twitter.
Yes. This week, on his way to a press conference to talk about the need for austerity in his country, the president of Egypt blanked.
He drove down a red carpet.
Exactly 2 miles long. Very good. President Sisi of Egypt, who helped overthrow former President Mohamed Morsi, has made austerity a centerpiece of his rule, so it made sense that people are complaining about the 2 miles of red carpet he laid out for his motorcade to drive over. Critics are calling it the most needlessly excessive display in his country's history, and that history includes giant pyramids. Bill, how did Roxanne do in our quiz?
One of her biggest totals. She got 7 right, 14 more points, a total of 17.
Ooh. All right. This means now that Mr. Mo Rocca needs how many to win?
7 to win.
Very good. Here we go, Mo. This is for the game. On Thursday, John Kerry announced the world powers have agreed to a ceasefire in blank.
It's a ceasefire in Syria.
Right. On Monday, President Obama asked Congress for $1.8 billion to fight the spread of blank.
Zika virus.
Right. In a new budget released Wednesday, Michigan Governor Rick Snyder included $195 million for relief of blank.
The water crisis in Flint.
Right. On Thursday, Morgan Stanley agreed to a $3.2 billion settlement for selling risky blanks.
It's like a bond subprime mortgage thing.
Yeah, mortgage thing. A man accused of drunk driving in Wisconsin told police that he only smelled of alcohol because blank.
Because he works in a brewery and he was doused in beer.
No, because he'd eaten beer-battered fish for dinner. Simon & Schuster revealed Thursday that they had paid blank a $10 million advance to write his autobiography.
Bruce Springsteen.
Right. This week, NASA questioned reports that a man in India was killed by a blank.
It's a meteor or an asteroid or a comet. They're all really the same thing.
Meteorite, actually, once it hits the Earth, but it wasn't really a meteorite. On Tuesday,
a Florida
difference. Man was arrested for assault with a deadly weapon after throwing a blank to a restaurant drive-through window.
Oh, an alligator!
An alligator! alligator, yes. Joshua James drove to a Wendy's. A Wendy's ordered food and before paying for it, grabbed a 3-foot alligator from his back seat and threw it into the open drive-thru window.
Wow.
James now faces the charge of assault with a deadly weapon. Really? But he's in twice as much trouble because his concealed carry license was for crocodiles. Bill, did Mo do well enough to win?
He needed 7 to win. He got 7.
Hey!
Yes.
Well done, Mo.
The champ.
All right. Can I just say something?
You may.
For everyone here, I'm taking all your asses to Red Lobster.
There you go.
Table for 400.